This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Chad Daybell continuing on, and in the last week we saw some very compelling testimony from the children of Chad Daybell, you know, the ones that didn't die. However, I do kind of wonder a little bit, had the cult gone on, if they had an insurance policy on them, how long they would have lasted. Just my conjecture there. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss another week in this one as we get closer and closer to the end. What's been your takeaways of the kids on the stand?
Well, first of all, I agree with your take right out of the gate. Something that crossed my mind is if this would have gone on and they would not have been arrested, you know, who else would have been in jeopardy or gone dark or turned into zombies? So, you know, I agree with you there. But thankfully, that wasn't the twist it took. You know, I think for me, the biggest point that's happened so far that we were all wondering about, and that is that Chad is not going to take the stand. Mm-hmm. And I quite frankly think that in this case, it's a defense, a bad choice by the defense, because they need some sort of Hail Mary.
Yeah.
This has been so slam dunk. I don't know. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Chad's son didn't do him any favors on the stand, changing up his story of, I saw her on the couch. I saw her in the bed. I did say that. I didn't say that. And then getting very confused. I don't know if confused is even the right word, or just kind of just tripped up on that stand. It did not look well. I don't think they were very good witnesses for their dad at all.
No, but just the fact that they would be testifying, or at least trying to testify on his behalf.
Yeah.
You know, it's no matter what's the saying, you know, no matter what, your father or your mother, they're still your father or your mother. Mm-hmm. And I think most people want to come to, you know, stay on their side. It's very difficult to believe so much of what has happened, but it did not help.
No. I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, at some point you'd think that you'd break. I mean, Colby Ryan did, Lori's son. But this is a very different upbringing than Colby had with Lori. Lori really wasn't, you know, the cult member while Colby was a child. These kids grew up with Chad, and basically when you watch them speak, when they're talking, it was very reminiscent to me of watching cult survivors speak, or if you're interviewing someone who is currently in a cult. Just the candor of the voice, the very monotone, almost, I'm just repeating the doctrine that we believe, and this is all that it is, and this is everything, and my dad is a prophet. It's creepy. It's weird, and it's scary, because I think these kids may still, you know, kind of believe dad's the prophet over here.
Well, they may. And certainly the voice inflection, as you said, just the monotone nature, the lack of emotion, the lack of thinking, mm-hmm. I think is the best word.
Yeah.
Certainly came across negatively.
Yeah. These kids were never taught to question anything. Certainly. It's kind of whatever dad says, the prophet, is certainly the gospel. Let's take a look at some of that testimony. This is Chad's daughter in discussing what happened to Lori's kid and just how easily she accepts dad's answer.
So it's your understanding that at the Knott's Berry Farm trip, Lori Vallow came from another direction. Is that correct?
Yes.
She didn't participate in the travel plans with you to California. Is that correct?
Yes.
At any time, without telling me what she said, was the topic of the location of the children discussed with her?
Yes.
Okay. At any time, did you and your father ever discuss his knowledge of where the children might be?
Yes.
Okay. What do you understand your father's knowledge of where the children were located during the time that investigators were looking for them?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for hearsay.
Overruled.
Go ahead.
From my understanding, I was told that the children were in a safe place.
Okay. And was that understanding through your discussions with your dad?
Yes.
The children are in a safe place. Something you want to say, like, stop asking me questions. They're in a safe place. They're good. And they just accept it. And I think they still, I don't know, kind of believed it.
Yeah, the yes, yes, yes. And then that last moment, you know, backyard, you know, being the ultimate answer as to where they were.
Yeah.
It's really, it was a pulling teeth type moment. And mm-hmm. then also a moment of, as you said, kind of a sterile, almost programmed following, seemingly.
Yeah, very, very much so. Chad's son was also on the stand this week. Chad's son is almost kind of I know we have very grainy video out of that courtroom, but it's almost like a mini Chad. His candor, his looks, from what we can see, it's kind of spooky. It's like, God, I hope you don't repeat what your dad likely did. Here's his testimony. Refuting the claim that he had said that he found his mom on the couch, even though he had actually said that.
Do you recall talking to an individual named Micaiah Baglin and telling him you found your mom dead in her bed and your dad gone?
I don't recall talking to him about that.
Do you recall talking to Kara Briggs, who's now Kara Daybell, and Emma Moss about finding your mom on the couch?
I told Kara. She's now my wife.
Do you recall telling Kara and or Emma about finding your mom on the couch?
I did not tell them that she was on the couch.
He seems very much feeling like a mini Chad to me. If I was Kara, this is a plea to you. Get out of that relationship. Run for your life. Have you seen what's happened to everybody else around Chad? If the apple doesn't far fall from the tree, you may be under that tree near the pet cemetery soon in John Pryor's property now. What's your take on him and the kids testifying?
Well, again, that stoicness, just the lack of emotion in their voice. I found him very unbelievable.
Oh yeah.
To be honest, I mean, it was just so rehearsed, so one-lined, and you know, it just seemed like he was doing what he was, or saying what he was told to say.
Mm-hmm. Was it saying what he was told to say or believing what he was told to say?
Oh, now that's an interesting question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is he switched.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's a matter of belief. I think it's a matter of what he thinks will aid that. You know, his father, mm-hmm. because remember, we go from couch to bed, and that isn't something that he believed.
Yeah.
That's something he said that I think he said truthfully
yeah.
at one point.
Yeah. I guess the question is who marries into the Daybell family amidst all this? Like, seems like a good choice. I love him. He's great. I don't know. Compelling.
Dangerous choice.
Yeah. Kara, run, run. We're telling you now, run. Scary stuff out of the Daybell trial. We'll see where this all ends up as the defense will be resting here very likely very soon with Chad not taking the stand and that verdict not far off.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.